Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yuma daf samachay, Yuma 65. So on today's daf, we quote the Mishnah back on 62, where the Mishnah had said, Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda said, Nishbach Adam, now let's say the blood of the goat that was supposed to be sacrificed to God spilled, then Yamos HaMishtaleach, then the goat that was supposed to be sent out, Tazazel, dies. We don't send it out. And Mesa Mishtaleach, and if the goat that is supposed to be sent out, Tazazel, dies, then also Yishbach Adam. And under those circumstances, the blood of the goat that was supposed to be slaughtered to God also is spilled. So the Gemara analyzes the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Bishlam. It makes sense to explain the circumstances, Nishbach Adam, that if the blood of the goat that was supposed to be sacrificed to God spills, Yamus HaMashtaleach. It makes sense to say that the goat that was going to be sent out to Azazel should die. Why? Because we still have not yet done the mitzvah of the goat that was supposed to be sacrificed in the temple by applying its blood. And since the application of the blood on the altar is essential part, and the blood spilled, so therefore we have to bring another pair and draw lots. And as a result of this, the one that was supposed to be sent out to Azazel is going to not go. It's going to be pushed off, and it's because it's the only one that's left. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's supposed to be left to die. However, what about the other circumstances? Ela Mesa Mishtaleach, what about the circumstance where the goat that was supposed to be sent out to Azazel dies? Amayi Shafech Adam, why are we supposed to pour out the blood of the goat that was sacrificed for inside the temple, the goat for God? Ha'as Aved Le Mitzvah, so we've already done the mitzvah of the goat that was sent out to Azazel, because the only essential part about it is the drawing of the lots in order to determine that is the goat that is being sent out to Azazel. And so therefore, since we did the lots, why do we pour out the blood if this goat dies? We did the essential ritual. So the Gemara says, Amri Debei Rabbi Yana, because Rabbi Yana taught, Amar Kra, the verse says about the goat that was supposed to be sent out to Azazel, Yamor Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper, it should stand alive before God to serve as an atonement. That's what it says in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 10. What does that mean? Until what point does this goat that is being sent out to Azazel, until what point is it required to be alive? Until the moment where the blood of the goat for Hashem is actually applied. And so therefore, in order for it to be a kapara, in order for the goat to be sent out to Azazel to work, it has to be alive until the application of the blood of the goat that was inside the Azara, the goat for Hashem. And so therefore, if the goat that was supposed to be sent out to Azazel dies before the application of the blood, then we're going to say that the blood itself has been, so to speak, pushed off, and so therefore you're not allowed to apply that blood, and it's not going to be effective ritual, because we need basically the goat that was being sent out to Azazel to be alive when you apply the blood of the goat to Hashem. That is the teaching of our Gemara. So this concept that you need the goat as being sent out to Azazel to be alive when you apply the blood of the goat that was designated for God and was sacrificed in the temple, the Maril discusses this. The Maril asks the question, the Maril living in the 15th century in the Germanic lands, he says, what's the reason why, he says, in his time and also in our time, we have a lot of piyutim, he says, that we have the service of Yom Kippur, and we talk more about the goat that was sacrificed to God, the Sar Hashem, and we talk about that service, the slaughter of it and the application of its blood, and we talk about that much more in our liturgy than the goat that was sent out to Azazel, that we barely speak about that. And really, it should be the opposite, says the Mariel, because the goat that's sent out to the goat that's the blood is applied inside the temple on the curtain and on the altar and on in the altar, internal altar, and also in the Holy of Holies. This blood was only really serving to atone for a very discrete sin, the sin of somebody who comes into the temple in a state of ritual impurity, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashev, meaning to say somebody who made the sacred space of the temple accidentally tameh, as it says, This sin is really not found today. It's certainly not here outside the land of Israel. Certainly it's not found. And even inside the land of Israel, people are very, very careful about it. And so if that's the case, Why do we spend so much time on it? Whereas the goat that was sent to Azazel, that is the goat that is going to be an atonement for all the sins of Israel, as it states in verse 21 in chapter 16. It says, V'hisvadah avas ko'avonos b'nei Israel. It confesses all of the sins of Israel. So that's the one, says the Mahariel, that we should really be spending more time. And also, he says, also today, we don't have any sprinklings of the blood, so we should be able to really relate to this, to the goat that's sent off. So why are we spending more time in the goat that is sent to Hashem as opposed to the goat that's sent out to Azazel? And so the Mahariel explains that really the two goats are completely connected to each other. That first of all, we can't bring the second goat unless the first goat is done properly. So therefore, we have to make sure that the whole first part of the service is done properly. And so therefore, it's only once that is done properly then we can get to the second part, which is to atonement for all of our sins. That's one answer to this question. A second answer to this question is the idea that it's to connect those people outside the land of Israel with the Jews inside the land of Israel. Now we might think that today if there's communities outside the land of Israel, we're not connected to that sin. So therefore we shouldn't focus it on it in our liturgy. And for much of Jewish history, that was the case. But the point is that we're all connected. All the Jews are connected, and so therefore we, especially the Jews outside the diaspora, we have outside the land of Israel have to spend a lot of time connecting to the fact that maybe our brothers and sisters have sinned in this manner, on the sin of entering into the Temple Mount in a state of ritual impurity. And the purpose of this is to symbolically connect all Jews around the world before we can atone for the sins of all the Jewish people.